Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. We're so encouraged that you are joining us here today. We have so many interesting things, God's news, behind the news, wisdom moments, and all those wonderful humor moments. Join us, VFN Radio's Extra Hour. Listening to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so encouraged that you have joined us, and you will be encouraged too. VFN Radio, join us in a few. We'll be right back.
Good morning. Welcome to VFN Radio. I'm John Ramos, filling in for Greg Lancaster this morning in the Extra Hour, and joining with me today is Pat Hamilton and Chris Hamilton. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, my goodness. Doing good. Oh, wasn't it wonderful having Greg, Greg in the first hour?
That was awesome. That was very good.
Well, I mean, just prophetically, it's just amazing. Just sharing with us just what God's sharing with him.
And exactly.
We need to know it. We need to be informed. I mean, it's, you know, God is speaking. God is speaking, you know. God shares his secret, what God is doing with his prophets, Amos says, you know. And you hear prophetically what the Lord is saying, and it's just really good to know that so we can be informed and so we know how to pray. Exactly. And we know how to prepare.
Exactly.
So very, very, very good. Also, I want to encourage all of our VFN Radio listeners that are joining us in the Extra Hour today that you can always go to the VFN Torch, and you access the Torch by going to VFNTV.com. We say this often because every single day we have new VFN Radio listeners who are just signing on, just tuning in, and they may not know. So we'd like to just make sure that we're informing everyone and keeping everyone up to date. But if you look at the very top of the Torch, you will see that there's different menus, different menu bars. And one of the first ones you'll see is VFN Torch, but the second one is Prophetic Words. Just by clicking that tab, that menu bar, you're going to have an access point, a way that you could hear and to listen to all of the prophetic words that have been shared, as well as being able to read some of them as well. I mean, so it's an amazing resource.
Yeah.
You know, I remember sharing that with someone recently, and they were just blown away by how much the Lord has spoken and has already shared. And so you can be informed. You can know. Maybe you're the watchman on the wall. Maybe you're the one that God is going to be using to affect your region, your city, the fellowship that meets around, you know, together where you're located.
Right.
So be that voice. Have your ear close to what the Lord is saying.
Absolutely.
Amen.
That's right.
Chris, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's just I've noticed that Pat is on his best behavior today. I hope that you can help him. I hope that you can help him, you know, proceed in
what do you
in,
mean?
In
I'm
how
always
he,
on my best behavior.
Well, you know, he's conducting himself okay today.
Yeah, I didn't talk about that hat on your head.
Oh man.
Shouldn't have said that, John.
That whatever that is.
Hey, this you know, there is a word for this. I forget what they call this.
I know,
this
it escapes me.
Yes, someone told me
it looks
what
like a
it
duck
was.
Bill.
What?
It looks like a duck bill.
A duck bill. Okay. if you're listening today and you have one of these hats, please don't take that hard. He just doesn't know. He in fact, he doesn't even wear hats. Well, he wears one hat when he runs out of gel. That's the hat he puts on.
That's right.
And yes, it is a Saints hat. Yes, it is a Saints hat.
Of course.
But I did want to share. Mm-hmm. I did want to share that, you know, it's so wonderful to just reflect and meditate on the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord did in his ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says that we just have four gospels, okay? Four gospels. But the Bible says that there's not enough space. Mm-hmm. To write everything, everything that occurred in Jesus's ministry.
Right.
And you think about it, I mean, the Gospels are pretty, there's a lot of stuff in there already.
That's very rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very rich. But I was reading in Luke 17 about the lepers, or the 10 men that had leprosy. And verse 11 says that now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. And they stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." He goes on to say, the scriptures go on to say that when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. And he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then verse 17, Jesus said, he asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to them, "Rise up and go. Your faith has made you well."
Wow.
You know, I love this account. I mean, there's so many moving parts. But one of the things that you notice about Jesus that really it's inspiring to all of us who are believers is that Jesus was about the Father's business.
Right.
I mean, you don't read one account that Jesus was just hanging out, kicking back. You know?
Kicking back.
This is my off day. You know,
right.
Jesus was going from city to city, town to town, villages. I mean, he was extremely popular. I mean, crowds would come out, and he wasn't going off for popularity's sake, but he had one goal, one vision, and that was to glorify the Father.
All right.
And when he showed up, things happened. Go figure. Awesome and amazing and beautiful things. But in all that Jesus was doing in his ministry, from healing people to teaching and preaching and performing deliverances and miracles and signs and wonders, there's one thing that Jesus always had time to do, and that was to abide.
That's right.
I mean, when the disciples would go to find him, where was Jesus? He was up on a mountain.
He was with the Father.
Early.
Very early.
Early, and I think that's why a lot of us like to abide first thing. Just following the example of Jesus, and not only that, but to give the Lord the first fruits of our time in our life. That day, you know, there's a quote that you should say, if I can remember, says, "Yesterday's over with, today's a..." What is it? "Yesterday's over with, tomorrow may never come, but today's a gift." That's why they call it the present.
Oh, wow.
And really all you have is today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yesterday's already in the can. It's done, you know?
Done and over.
It's in your daily record of events in your planner. It is past, you know what I mean? and tomorrow, no one is promised. You know, tomorrow's written on a fool's calendar. But all you and I and all of us listening here today, all we have is today. Give me today my daily bread.
Right.
And what you can do is just take each day by day.
That's right.
And give God the very first of that, the very beginnings of that day, and spend time with him. But we're talking about Jesus and all that he did in his ministry, in his life. He always had time and always made time to abide. And that's something that you do, because you know what? I don't know if you could say that he had time. He had to create time. And that's what we all have to do. We have to do the things that matter most.
That's right.
We all have the same 24 hours that the president has, and he runs a whole lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's right.
And so we can create that time to spend time with him. So Jesus is spending time, and he's going from city to city and town to town. You look at these lepers on the other side of this you know, account here. They had leprosy. They had some sort of a skin disease that would cause them to contaminate others. And because of that, they had to be quarantined at a certain place away from everyone else. So they get everyone else, you know, sick and diseased, if you will. And it's amazing. It's amazing that I think in America, Pat, Chris, guys can help me out with this, but how blessed we are that we have so many resources that we could run to.
That's right.
We can, so many doctors available. I mean, I always say that if you're going to be hungry in any country, you want to be hungry in America. You know what I'm saying? If you need services or help, so you can get them in America.
Yeah.
And oftentimes people wonder, you know, why are these miracles happening in other countries and why we're not seeing them here?
That's right.
Well, it's because we first of all, tend to take the miracles for granted here. Mm-hmm. We don't allow ourselves to be in need of a miracle. I mean, we run to the first, you know, little cold, little cough, little...
Yeah. First thing we do is run to the drugstore. We call our doctor's office, make appointments. Last thing we think about is actually praying, ask God for help.
Right.
And think about that. I mean, what is it so fear-driven that oftentimes you just hear folks that just quickly, just right off, got a headache, let me give you two Tylenols. Why not the default setting be, let's pray about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray about that. Remember when Peter's mother-in-law was sick and Jesus walks in, he just walks upstairs,
that's
prays
right.
for her.
Yeah,
she gets
it.
Back down, started cooking that food.
Yep. She started whipping up
that.
The grub. Yep.
She was hooking up the grub. They were like, Lord, please heal her. We're hungry. Please heal her.
That's right.
We need some chicken up in here, you know. And she came on down and started preparing food. And,
mm-hmm.
But their backs were pushed against the wall. They had no Walgreens to go to. They had no CVS. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? They were all out there all alone. And they put themselves out in the place where, what do? They cried out. They call out in a loud voice.
Right.
And they made a big splash, if you will. And you know what? Sometimes you say, well, you know, I'm going after God. Well, yeah, you got to make a little bit more noise if you're going after God. I mean, it's like, I abided like once these 2 weeks. And you know what I'm saying? I fellowship with the church 3 times this month. And it's
I prayed.
Yeah, I prayed twice this month. You know, it's like, wait, you got to make a splash. You want God, right?
Yeah. Well, think about what you're talking about yesterday. With, you know, was the widow woman that was continually... went before the judge praying over and over and over again. She didn't just stop once. She kept praying.
That's right. And, you know, it's not lack of faith to keep praying. Because I've heard, you know, people say that, well, I just prayed about it once and that's it. Well, no. You know, the fact that you would keep staying focused and have that vision before you and believe in God and praying and declaring mm-hmm. and calling things that are not as though they were, that's saying that you do have faith, that you're going to press in and keep believing God for what it is that you're believing for.
Right.
So they're calling out to Jesus, and then he says, I love this. He saw Jesus, they say, have pity on us. And when he saw them, I mean, they had to yell good, loud, and good and plenty
mm-hmm.
to get they got the attention and the eyes of Jesus.
Right.
When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. Now, why would Jesus tell them to go show yourselves to the priest? Well, back in Leviticus 14, there's, you know, this is about cleansing from infectious diseases. There is something that they had to do when they were cleansed or needed cleansing. They had to go to the priest,
mm-hmm.
and the priest would inspect them to make sure that they were clean enough to come back into the colony, the village,
so it wouldn't
contaminate. But then he also, you know, did some sacrifices and prayed, and there was a whole thing that had to occur, and you can find it in the first verses in Leviticus 1-7 was very, very interesting. But then the priest would be the one to say, hey, you're cleansed, you're ready, you can
mm-hmm.
So he doesn't say be healed, he doesn't touch them,
nope.
He doesn't wave a hand,
uh-uh.
He just says
no fancy prayer.
No, mm-hmm. He just says, go show yourself to the priest.
Mm-hmm.
And here, these 10 lepers, these 10 men, I hate to even call them lepers, you know, calling mm-hmm. people by their condition. These 10 mm-hmm. men, they were sick,
mm-hmm.
desperately ill. It's nothing like, I mean, can you imagine the isolation, being ostracized?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are cruel these days. You have some sort of skin infection or something going on in your body, and, you know, they just judge you, and
mm-hmm.
here they are, you know, with that, and they say, we have two choices. We can stay in this condition and keep looking at each other and saying, you know, how we can make it through.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can take Jesus at his word and go.
That's right.
And I think that's where a lot of us, you know, we face in everyday life's trials or tribulations, or just part of life, really. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be trial or tribulation. You know, God wants us to live by faith.
Right.
Wants us to live by faith.
That's right.
In order to live by faith, you have to know what God's word says.
Mm-hmm.
You got to live according to the truth in God's word. Mm-hmm. And we talked about yesterday that we were mentioning that you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. And, you know, facts are one thing, but you know that truth supersedes fact. I mean, the fact is that you may have a leprous condition and there's no cure for it, let's say.
Right.
That could be a fact.
Yeah.
But God's truth says that by your stripes, I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's truth supersedes anything that's available out there. And so we have to make the determination, are we going to live by facts? Are we going to live by circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we going to live by faith?
Right.
And living by faith is not figuring it all out. Mm-hmm. I tried that several times.
Let me figure this out first, and then I move.
Right.
Right.
All right.
Crash and burn. Remember, I am dating myself, but I remember as a kid, I used to watch the old Tarzan movies.
Oh, my goodness. You are old.
Yeah, I am. You know, but they were like reruns. They were older, but they were reruns. I used to love those. All those black and white shows.
The old black and white Tarzan? Yeah. I used to love that. I used to practice that thing.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I used to love that.
I mean, what happened to good old television, you know?
Yeah, right.
But I used to watch that. I used to watch the Little Rascals over there. Well, they weren't so. They did some bad stuff. But remember the Tarzan? He would swing on that vine.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, I think a lot of times faith, you know, we want to swing on a vine, but we want to keep one hand on one vine and have another hand outstretched to catch the second vine before we let the first vine go.
That's right.
And God is saying, faith is just you swing, give that, just
let go.
And you let go, believing in faith that God has the answer on the other side, and you catch it in there. Yeah, you catch it. You're not leaping on, that's not blind faith. Some people just jump out there and say, wait a minute. Did you just step out on nothing? Well, that wasn't faith. You just got to tell you that. You didn't get a word. You weren't fighting. You know, you just did something, you know, and threw a monkey wrench into something. But that wasn't faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have faith in faith.
Yeah.
It's a difference. There is a difference. You can't have faith in faith. You got to have faith in God.
That's right.
So the answer oftentimes is not going to show up, you know, before you step out.
No.
It's going to show up when you step out.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? I mean,
that's right.
They step out.
Yeah. That's what the word says. And it says in James, you know, faith without works is dead, which is not faith at all.
Right.
There's some action to it. You have to do something.
Right.
And God meets you right there.
That's right. That's right. Faith without works is absolutely dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they go, they really want to realize this. Wait a second. Before I even show up to the priest, I'm actually cleansed. He comes back and thanks the Lord. And the Lord says, listen, your faith has made you well. It was in the going. It was in the receiving. It was moving in that direction. I know because of all the stuff that we've been doing for many years. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything has just been like, I mean,
One miracle after another.
How'd you do that? We live in a continual place of miracles.
That's right.
And faith.
Yeah. Like stepping off a cliff every single day. It's like, okay, God, here we go again.
That's exactly. Exactly. If you haven't noticed, you haven't figured it all out. But, you know, God is definitely leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's what this relationship is all about. God wants us to trust him. And he wants to prove himself strong to us, but you can't live over this relationship with God outside of faith.
That's right.
I mean, think about everything. I mean, your salvation comes from faith. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that comes from works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to. Your healing comes from faith. Everything derives from faith,
right?
Not works. I think about even my own personal transition, so many of them, but one was, I actually moved to New Jersey, and God was calling us to move to New Jersey and share the gospel up here, and I thought, well, this is going to take, in the natural, 6 months, Like, I've raised thousands of dollars at home, had all these different things to take care of. But as soon as I wrote it down, Pat, as soon as I wrote down the vision, as soon as I wrote down specifically what it was that needed to happen, these were the facts. I had to, you know, move out of a house that I presently have.
Yeah.
I had to find different employment in the in a city, you know, almost, you know, 1,300, 1,400 miles away. I had to transition a family. I had to do, you know, do a new work and reach out and establish a gathering out, you know, in this whole other state. And there was some real things that had to occur. There were some facts associated with all of these major. I needed funds. You know, God doesn't move according to your bank account. Oftentimes, you know,
no,
if you move, He'll fill your bank account.
Yeah, and this is amazing. The fact that you brought that up just so reminded me of years and years ago when God basically I just got a rain word from God that you know if I started my business that He would that He'd be there. You know, and I'm like, all right, cool. I had no money, no tools, and no place to do it. Because back then, you know, I was real proficient in, you know, plastic fabrication. That's all I knew at the time. So, you know, I wanted to have my own business. So first thing I did, I whipped out this yellow pad. I said, all right, I've got nothing. So I started writing down what I needed. What was it going to cost? And I need a place to do it. And within weeks of me writing this down, I had the capital to pay for the stuff I needed, and God provided the place for me to do it at. And it got kicked
up. Amazing?
And it just happened.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And I saw the miracle jobs you were getting. It was like one continual miracle, faith-filled job.
Every one of them.
Yeah, you showed up to work as if you were going to get something. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was
it's amazing. I thank God for everyone that walked through that door.
isn't that amazing?
It was amazing.
But that's how God works. That's, you know, you got to trust Him. You know, we wind up coming up here, and our goal was December 27th to arrive in New Jersey. And, I mean, there was such a long list of just amazing events that happened. But I actually arrived myself earlier, and I was able to transition my entire family. We arrived in New Jersey at 4 p.m. in a snowstorm, December the 24th, 3 days ahead of schedule from the time. But just we wrote it down. We locked our faith in what God was saying, and we didn't step out of the wind. It's stuff that we prayed prior to. This was following the Lord's leading, but we stepped out trusting Him, trusting Him. And you can trust Him. You know, you can definitely trust Him. I think about, too, when I was in the insurance business, you know, my income was zero every week.
Day.
Remember that? It was week.
And, start off with nothing and end up with a paycheck.
Yeah, and you'd have to go earn your paycheck. Talk about a way to grow in faith. I mean, that was a way.
Huge, man.
I didn't miss no. Listen, you want to grow in faith, start a business. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and
work for yourself, man. I'll tell you what. Them 7 years was a huge learning curve for me.
Isn't that
stretched my faith. You know, rent was paid. You know, I fed my family. God fed it. You know, and had, you know, I was able to pay employees at times. It was amazing.
Isn't it amazing?
Totally amazing.
It's amazing. And just every week, God would just, you know, we'd trust Him and step out and work hard, you know, but you don't trust your hard work. You trust in just what God's, you know, what God's going to do.
You know, and because Pat stepped out in faith and started that business, that's how I came to the Lord, because I came to work with Pat.
Wow.
That's right. I remember that.
Wow, think about that.
I had so much work. I needed help. I couldn't do it on my own. So I called up Chris because I knew he wasn't working at the time. And he didn't know God.
He didn't.
And he came in that day, and, you know, we were just sitting there at the table doing our thing. And we struck up a conversation, asked him how he was doing. So what's going on, man? What's happening with you? And then he just unloads.
Life is miserable.
It's terrible. This, that,
it's over. I don't want to be here.
So my swoosh broke. Everything.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah, man. But
you know, so I asked him the question. I said, "Well, if there was one thing that would fix all that, no matter what it was, would you do it?" He thought for a second. He goes, "Well, well, yeah, sure. And then I just sat there.
What? What is it, man? What?
I didn't say a word.
What's the key to life? You know?
And I just said, you know what it is.
Yep.
Mm. You know exactly what it is.
Wow.
And that was it, man. That was a seed that started it all, man.
Yep.
But it's amazing. So faith led to just...
Yeah. Led to that. Now, oh, here we are. Here we are today.
And here
serving
we are
God together. Yeah. Beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You look at Abraham, you're talking about the father of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Romans 4, you know, he's 100 years old.
Yeah.
She's about the same age. And God says, you're about to have a child.
Uh-huh.
It's like, are you kidding me? Or were you like, are you for real?
Yeah.
And Romans 4:18 says that against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations.
Mm-hmm.
Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Now, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. It's a fact. You know, I am an old dude. You know what I'm saying? Since he was about 100 years old. And that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. He wasn't shaky or doubtful, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember talking to you one day when I was abiding years ago on the scripture,
mm-hmm.
but against all hope in hope,
mm-hmm.
against all hope in hope, Abraham believed and so became.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to do becoming, but they don't want to do no believing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
He believed, he accepted God's word is true, and so became that which was said of him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, we're supposed to call things that are not as though they are.
That's right.
You know, just walk this thing out. So I want to encourage you today. We want to encourage you. We shared some of our own experiences with God, and we've got probably a whole lot more to go, because, you know, once you start believing God for $5, you know, you start trusting him for $5,000 and $10,000, and then you start trusting him for bigger.
Yeah, it's just like a muscle. You know, if you don't use it, it gets weak. But the more you use it, the stronger it gets, the bigger, more things you can believe for.
That's right. That's good.
Yeah.
You're talking about faith, and
faith
needs to be
correct.
Exercised.
Yeah. It has to be exercised just like a muscle. Back in the day, I used to, you know, I had this one right here.
Oh, yeah.
But it's gone now.
That is now. Yeah.
So I just work on my faith.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. Faith must be exercised, and faith in God. You can believe God.
Mm-hmm.
You can believe God. He's faithful and he's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage you. Start in your journal, in your abiding journal, because you're abiding. Go ahead and start writing down all the things that the Lord has blessed you with as you stepped out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great, great reminder, great way to look back and say, wow.
Right.
You know, he is faithful.
That's right.
He is faithful. We'll be right back. Steve, Vine Fellowship Network University.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Steve, I have had the chance to go to Bible school before,
mm-hmm.
and you know what? It was good. You know, I learned a lot of information.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, Vine Fellowship Network University is about getting revelation.
Yeah.
It's about literally finding out about the pattern of God and God's revelation on his church.
Yeah.
You're going to be so impacted by the lessons learned. You're going to be so impacted by the prophetic words. You're going to be so impacted by fresh revelation that's going to take you to the next level. And it's not going to get you just about studying where the church has been,
mm-hmm.
but it's all about telling the world where the church is going.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Be prepared. Be a part of the harvest. Get involved. Get in the game. Stop looking at what others are doing and saying, you know what? I want to be prepared mm-hmm. for the end time harvest.
That's right.
Vine Fellowship Network University, VFNU.org.
Well, you know, I do want to say this morning to encourage you that VFN TV 3.0 app has arrived. We have all the new arrangements and conditions, and I already like it. It's got the when you turn on your or open your VFN TV 3.0 app, you're going to have the recent broadcast will come right up. Anything that's happened on VFN TV, VFN Radio recently, right then. So you don't have to look for anything. I mean, what just happened will be right there in front of you. And then at the top, you have recent in the menu, but you also have series.
Mm-hmm.
And series, you just touch it, and it carries you over to the different series, like the highlights, mm-hmm. which also Original Intent. And,
right.
Wisdom Moments and
prophetic words
and those are series that it has right there, and then you have alphabetized next to it, which helps you if you're just looking for something. Hey, I remember that thing about the prodigal, and you could just choose alphabetize. But then at the bottom you can choose live, like a lot of you listen right now live, and that's available for you. You got to check it out. You know, if you haven't yet downloaded the VFN TV app or seen your upgrade yet, go to your iTunes store, go to your Google Play store and type in VFN TV. It's VVictor FN TV. And you download the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program app. And it's free. It's there for you to be able to encourage you. You're going to need an encouraging voice. You're going to need words of wisdom. And we need to build our relationship now so we're understanding each other and we can trust each other. And realize that we're in this for the right reason, capital R, Jesus Christ, and for the advancement of the king, as his kingdom and the safety of his people. I don't know if you actually found out about our newsletter. We have a newsletter, and it's called The Torch. And what this is about, it's about sending you and our listeners who subscribe to it on a weekly basis or biweekly or monthly, whichever one you desire, just let us know, what happened during that week. So many things happen in our life. We get so busy. And sometimes we forget or we want to share with our friends. Well, you can sign up today. You can subscribe today for The Torch. The Torch is the newsletter for the VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program that we send out to you in your email an update. What happened that week? What happened with some of the segments that happened on VFN Radio? What were some of the things that were loosed on VFN TV? What's happening prophetically? It'll come to you in your email if you sign up for The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on subscribe and sign up for The Torch today so we can keep you informed tomorrow. That's VFNTV.com. I don't know if you heard about the podcast, but I'm excited about the podcast.
Talk to us.
The podcast for VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Look, think about it. Mm-hmm. A podcast, this is what a podcast does. It happens without you doing anything.
Oh, that's good.
Once you subscribe to the our podcast, the entire day's programs, the teachings that are loosed, if they're available on VFN TV, released, the highlights, you know, the each individual highlights that you see on the VFN Torch. I mean, this automatically, if you subscribe to the podcast, and it's a podcast, it will just download somehow miraculously into your computer, into your iPhone, into your Android, and you don't even need to be hooked up in the Wi-Fi or anything like that.
It's good.
It just will automatically download it so you can listen to what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it because it's sitting inside your phone, your iPod, your Android, your computer. It's sitting in there like it's a song that you purchased and sits in your playlist. That's what a podcast is, which is pretty cool because what that means is this, that everything that's ever happened in the broadcast, all these different topics and wisdom and everything that we're sharing with you to encourage you, but also to encourage others, that you can have them yourself. You don't have to buy them. You don't have to sign up to get something. They'll just download automatically through the podcast. Make sure you check it out. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to the podcast today. I think about that Promise Keepers when Coach McCartney began. You know, God touched his heart and he began to share with his friend about, we just got to get men together and we got to get people together. And two men, one man, then two men, then 40 men, as they began to do this and build small groups of men around America, then eventually that filled stadiums. But the stadiums weren't filled because Coach McCartney had an idea. Mm-hmm. It was because God wanted to begin to get men in small groups and begin to show them himself. And so that happened. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when it came out of the stadiums, it just died out.
That's right.
And what God birthed in us at that particular point was, you know, that it was time. What is the next step after the stadiums? And if you go look at our history, our history started with next step. And it was it wasn't just an idea. It was like, what's the next step after the stadium? Because these men were alive, you know, and they went back to sleep and they got seduced again. They went back to where they were when they were dead. They came out. They came alive in the stadiums and the small groups, and they went back in the dead. So what was the problem? And then we went through a process of repentance where we went into the wilderness to repent for the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, and God moved mightily. We finished that aspect of it. And then we went with the traditional model of what we've seen happen, and all we realized that is what's producing the death. And we had to stop that. Then God called us out to begin to birth, you know, what we're doing today, understanding that God wants his church back. And I think about this. Reverend Billy Graham worked really hard. I mean, they would start probably a year, 9 months in advance to focus and fill one particular stadium. And he would go in there, the stadium, and everybody worked so hard to bring whoever to come into that stadium and fill those seats to be able to preach the gospel to them once. Think about it. When he preached once, that all of a sudden, people would find God. People would get saved. And they, and he transformed a lot of our nation and our presidents and all the things because he just preached the gospel one stadium at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about this, you think about how very specifically that here we are today, what we're finding out that God's called us to stadiums. We've seen the stadiums filled with people. We've seen them filled with people all across the nation. We've seen them. We've seen them crying out to God, and we've seen this taking place. But what's going to happen first, like the groundwork happened to Reverend Billy Graham when he began to work and do what was going on. He would begin to do the work, and then the stadium would be filled to preach the gospel once. But what we found out is this, in VFN Radio, based on what we're understanding at this present point, that when we share with over the 900 million people that are available right now and they're connected in the social media atmosphere, there's 1/6 of the world's population, that if we share with them VFN TV and the VFN Radio program, that out of every dollar that we use to share it with them, one of them comes and sits in our virtual stadium. And they don't come, and they like us on Facebook, or they connect to us and download our app, but they like us. And so $1 produces someone sitting in that seat based on what we presently see. Where, think about it. So, and with Reverend Billy Graham, who did an awesome thing for the Lord, you know, he preached once to him, but with VFN TV and the data radio program, when you sit in our virtual stadium, when you sit and listen and you have your VFN TV app, you have your VFN radio, you have Facebook, you have the VFN Torch. I mean, it's just, you're just every day the gospel is coming to everybody who sits in our stadium. When you help fill that stadium, that virtual stadium for $1 per person, it looks like, think about it. I mean, if you just write $10 a month, you can fill 10 more seats in this virtual stadium. The probability is just huge. I mean, think about it. Even $100 a month, 100 new seats get filled a month. You have this 1,200 seats that you filled yourself all by yourself, or maybe even a dollar. We can begin to transform instantly. Think about it. I'm looking right now at a particular article on a broadcast that we had over 73,000 people. Think about that. That's a stadium of 73,000 people that heard the prophetic word over what's taking place on one particular segment. Be a part of it. Let's turn the heart of this nation, and we can turn the heart of this nation by filling this virtual stadium. And if we'll fill this virtual stadium, this is what I believe. We'll fill stadiums all around this nation, but they first have to be filled, and the gospel has to be sown into their hearts now. How can you do that? Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. Click on fill the stadium now, and maybe it's $1 a month. Maybe it's $2 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. By doing that, you fill the virtual stadium, and we can preach the gospel every single day to them, where Reverend Billy Graham only preached it once. And look at the return. We can turn the heart of this nation. Do it now. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. Thank you for joining us in the extra hour. My name is John Ramos, and joining with me today is Pat and Chris. Oh, my God. I love that nice, funky beat you got there. See, the producer is good, Chris, okay? He's behaving, giving us some good jams there. But, you know, we were talking before we went to break, and the X-Hour, we're talking about faith and just trust in God, and he's just so good. Mm-hmm. And faith is about moving.
That's right.
Moving forward, action, and believing that God will meet you as you move. But I just saw a recent article from ABC that I wanted to share. I thought it was interesting with you because, you know, there's you have the supernatural, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Which is, you're sick. The natural thing is, hey, you may want to take some medication. We're not talking about don't take any medication or anything like that mm-hmm. when we were talking about it earlier. So you take two Tylenols and then let's pray about it, you know, or take whatever. But you want to combine. God's given us wisdom for certain things, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, you know, sometimes people can go off into another area where they're just getting off of every type of thing that you're prescribed something for a reason for a certain time. This is just a fine balance.
Yeah.
It's the super and the natural, supernatural, right?
Yeah.
But I guess the main thing is, what are you leaning on? What is the source of your faith? What are you putting your complete trust mm-hmm. in?
All right.
Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at this thing here about germs in a restaurant. Very, very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Thought I'd share this so you can, Pat, be careful there, okay?
Oh, great.
But salad, they list these salad bar things. Did you know salad bar tongues? They say that they're not that contaminated. You want to know why?
Okay.
Because most people don't eat salad in America.
Oh. They just pass on by that place, huh?
Yeah. But you know, you have different type of seasons and where people, you know, start to get sick, and just by using just some proper wisdom, mm-hmm. God gives us wisdom. Yeah, he doesn't want you to get sick, but you probably shouldn't go outside in the winter without a cold and a snowstorm. Probability is you're probably going to get sick.
Right.
You know what I mean? So use wisdom, but it's just so interesting. They're talking about all these different places that germs in a restaurant are ever. I used to work in a restaurant, so I can tell you, always use a straw. Always use a straw. Mm-hmm. But they talk about like ketchup bottles and bathroom faucets, of course, glasses, rims of glasses, you know, because people touch them with their hands and that type of stuff.
Right.
But germs are all over the place. You know, yeah. you actually build up immunity to them the more exposed you are to germs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have two sons. Trust me, there's germs everywhere. We're good. It's like, did you wash that? Did you clean that? What is that? What is growing in that room?
What is that in your ear? Oh my goodness.
Oh, exactly. What is that in your ear? It's like, why is that towel moving on its own on your floor? And I know that's not the dog. The dog's too big for that. Tables, salt, lemon wedges. I heard lemon wedges. This is lemon wedges are basically horrible.
I never put lemon in my tea.
Don't put a lemon
in your tea.
Don't
bring it nowhere
tea.
Near me.
Menus and seats. Well, obviously, everything that you touch. I mean, everything. Listen, you get over germs real quick when you got to go down in the subway and you touch it. All that stuff's like, okay.
Yeah, right.
But what you do want to use is just proper wisdom and just make sure you just wash your hands. You know, you can avoid so many germs just by everyone staying healthy and just washing your hands for 20 seconds under some warm or even hot water, not scalding. It's not to be scalding. You can lather up really good. It's just a way of just using just basic hygiene and good wisdom, so the rest of home and the family during the season doesn't, you know, get sick or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was interesting. Basically, they said every place in the restaurant is contaminated. Well, hello, every place is contaminated.
Right, germs. There's germs everywhere.
There's germs everywhere, you know. But praise God. Well, we do want to share the VFN. Top three here on the torch today. We'd like to share these with you, our VFN radio listeners. But, you know, one of them here is, why are you anxious? And we wish we shared about this out of Philippians 4:6-7. The word says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds, you know, in Christ Jesus. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of things that are happening on the face of the earth, but they're not for us to get anxious. It's not for us to be biting our fingernails and being so caught up in the what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, whatever you're facing and going through, you can always present your request to God.
Right.
And you can begin to pray and put it in the hands of the one who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can even ask or imagine. You know, mm-hmm. God sees yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's in control.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? There's no vacancy there of, you know, in heaven. He's got it. He's got it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can turn to him and you can trust him. But no need to be anxious, no need to be fearful.
That's right.
Because you can move in faith and trust him.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is so much to be thankful for. You know, we're coming up to Thanksgiving here real soon and
yeah. It's a few more days.
Just a few more days. And my goodness, we talked about in this highlight, in this segment, of how blessed we are.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, if we're living in America, we are so extremely blessed. But on top of that, if you're a Christian in America,
mm-hmm.
you hit it twice. I mean, it's like,
yeah, right.
This is good. You're blessed. And instead of counting, you know, your problems on an adding machine or on a calculator,
mm-hmm.
and God's blessing on your hands, we need to start flipping that around.
Right.
And I always like to encourage folks that are starting out in their prayer life, or they want to deepen their prayer life and talking to God, is instead of just starting with giving God a list, you know, enter his courts with thanksgiving, as the word says. Mm-hmm. Enter his courts with praise.
Right.
And begin, as you're entering into this time of prayer, this time of communion with God, just begin to thank him for how awesome that he is.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Start to begin to thank him for all the wonderful things that he's done for you personally, what he's done for your family, what he's done for your health,
mm-hmm.
your finances, for your church, for right. the ministry, for, I mean, just you can spend an hour easily doing that.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
And it's not about time, but what you'll realize too is that as you begin to thank God for what he's done in sincere appreciation, I mean, faith and will just so rise up on the inside of your spirit. Just
mm-hmm.
you'll be so filled with God, if you will, because you're reminding yourself again, as you're saying to God,
mm-hmm.
man, you're good.
All right.
You're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say thank you. It was interesting, and right before the first hour, we were talking about the 10 lepers.
Right.
Only one of the 10 came back.
That's right.
And thanked the Lord.
Only one.
It's a combination with, you know, it's just very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to thank him. I always say the more, if we thank him, maybe he might do more.
That's you know what right. I'm saying? That's right.
But thank him for what he has already done and live your life. The best way to say thank you is to let your life be one big giant thank you to him.
Right.
If he did nothing else for you, he surely has done enough. And the last one we want to talk about is don't return fire. This is a great segment. Don't return fire. Let God, the true avenger, avenge you.
Mm.
My son really liked that because, you know, the Avengers, the comic
right.
You know, Jesus is the true avenger. God's a true avenger. This is a moment of wisdom that was shared. So do not say, I will pay back for this wrong, but wait for the Lord to deliver you. And a lot of times, you know, we get offended. Sometimes you may get hurt. Something happened,
mm-hmm.
and you're tempted to move in pride and self-preservation. And we talked about this in this week, where justice belongs to God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to avenge yourself. Don't try to make it right. Don't try to defend yourself and exact, you know, a judgment here.
Mm-hmm.
Put the gavel
down.
put go ahead. Just put it down.
Right, right.
And let God avenge you. It's okay. It's okay. We can always win when right. we begin to love.
Mm-hmm.
We always win and stay away from the mindsets that are about paying back and exacting some sort of, you know, punishment, if you will. Listen, God is able. God is able. We can trust him. We can put all of our faith and confidence in him, and we don't have to go to the place where we have to, you know, defend ourselves.
That's right.
Let God avenge you. Remember, these are the top three on the VFN Torch, and I want to encourage you always to visit the Torch, listen, and share with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
as we're coming to the end of the extra hour, Pat and Chris,
yeah,
I do want to talk about the moment of wisdom. Don't you love the wisdom of God?
Oh, yeah. Nothing like it.
Listen, I've tried living without the wisdom of God.
How'd that go for you?
It didn't go well. It's amazing. You don't use right. God's wisdom, and it's like remember you go to the fair, the carnival, and you get inside those bumper cars.
Can get a stew beat out of you.
Yeah, you get smacked in the back or you're smacked in the side. It's just like it just doesn't go well.
Yeah.
And what's sad is that if you don't know. Many are living a bumper car life, and they're getting knocked all over the place and don't understand why.
Right.
Listen, if you don't follow the ways of God, you're on a bumpy road. You're on a place where you're going to get knocked in, smashed out, and you may not even understand or have an understanding of why that is happening. But when you come to God, you want to grow in His wisdom. And every day we like to share the wisdom moment found in God's Word in the book of Proverbs, and we like to share... since there's 31 Proverbs, we like to share the proverb that correlates with the day of the month. So today's the 16th of November.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to share the proverb, we like to at least, out of today, the 16th proverb. And this is...
Right.
So Proverbs 16:4 says, the Lord works out everything for His own ends, even the wicked for a day of disaster.
Right.
The Lord works out everything for His own ends, even the wicked for the day of disaster. And I believe that you, Pat, shared a word with us yesterday about God being in control of events and of kings.
Absolutely.
God's in control of events and kings. And listen, God is in control. I mean, he has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
He has a will. And everything, you know, even the hairs of your head are all numbered by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 16:33 in the same chapter, a few verses later, says the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.
Mm.
Just cast lots.
That's right.
Just cast lots. I mean, think about it. To man belongs the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. And so many times you can be tempted to try to, you know, change a situation or control a situation or put what you want to happen, you know, to the forefront. And when you start doing that, you can really mess things up.
That's right.
No, because you're stepping outside of yourself. You're starting to put in your own agenda. You can fall into temptation of trying to manipulate people, manipulate events, and you're trying to put yourself in the place of God. And it's like, careful, because you're about to hit a bump in the road.
All right.
But hit a bump in the road. Exodus 9:16 says, "But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I may show that I might show you my power." And that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. This is speaking to Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. And God used Pharaoh. We talked about how God used King Cyrus. But God, listen, no one is in authority right now by accident.
Mm-mm.
Romans 13, God has established all authority.
All authority.
All authority. It's not by accident. God has a plan. I mean, he was the one that hardened Pharaoh's heart.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He allowed Pharaoh to be in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And he's allowed the kings and the presidents and those who hold leadership and all over the world to be where they're at. And so don't worry about it.
Right.
Stay calm, right?
Right. Don't lose it.
Don't lose it. We want to encourage you. The Lord has a plan. He wants to help you. He wants to assist you.
Mm-hmm.
But the wisdom moment is found in Proverbs 16:4. And we're talking about the sovereignty of God, God's plan. The Lord works out everything for His own end, even the day of wicked for a day of disaster. We want to remind you, We want to remind you that this weekend, which had a little thing there, we want to remind you this weekend is the BFN Radio Marathon Weekend. Be encouraged. Don't forget, you can download and you can listen to VFN Radio all weekend long by going to your app. VFN Radio on the go. We've enjoyed this time together. We look forward to seeing you again.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.